New Jersey residents in municipalities beyond Newark are raising concerns over elevated levels of lead in their drinking water. WBGO's Molly Fichter reports from neighboring Elizabeth, where some get their water from the same treatment plant that put Newark in a crisis.
So thanks everyone for coming out this evening.
It's dusk at Scott Park across from City Hall in Elizabeth.
So as all of you are aware while we're here, demand clean water as well. Just like North.
Maria, an Elizabeth mother, recalls the testing results in the school system from 2016.
They held a water symposium. They explained to us the remediations they were going to do, but there's never been any follow-up. And now with the situation in Newark being so close to Elizabeth, if they have lead in their water, what makes us think that we're safe and that we don't have an issue?
Clean water for everyone!
Clean water for everyone!
Community organizers Danielle Feinberg and Jonathan Gibson are working towards building a case to present to the Elizabeth City Council.
I had lived in Newark where my son was lead poisoned, and we moved to Elizabeth to get away from the water, and I didn't realize that the systems were interconnected.
Based on documents that we've been able to get from the state of New Jersey, Elizabeth gets about 40% of its water from Newark. We have similar lead infrastructure that Newark has, and if the corrosive water in the Newark water system is coming into our system, then we are at increased risk.
Inside City Hall, demonstrators hold their signs as Danielle, Jonathan, and other members of the community speak about their concerns, asking for independent testing. Council President William Gallman gave an ad lib response, but he was unable to satisfy the residents gathered in the chamber.
Water is a human right!
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 Danielle Feinberg stands in the front row with the other protesters as the council continues its proceedings. The picketers eventually march out. Feinberg says she'll continue to speak out until she feels satisfied with Elizabeth officials' response.
I'm usually the person who shows up to these events. I'll hold signs, I'll make signs, I'll do the chants with everybody, but I've never been in the front seat trying to do this before, and I feel so out of my depth. But I also feel so strongly that somebody has to say something, and if not me, then who?
Elizabeth is one of a growing number of cities in New Jersey with residents concerned over the safety of their drinking water. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Molly Fichter in Elizabeth.